Hi, this is Dan Leonard, the home studio master, reporting for Audient about the Audient ID 14 and its use in podcasts. Do you want your podcast to sound like this?
Or do you want it to sound like this? Or do you want it to sound like this?
It makes a huge difference. Let's go through different rooms and you'll see how different rooms sound different and how they can be distracting to your podcast audience. Now, this is me in my professional booth. It's acoustically treated. I am acoustically isolated. It makes a big difference in how your audience perceives how professional you are or how much attention to detail you put into your podcast.
Clearly, you can't record in your kitchen. It sounds like a kitchen. You could do it in your living room. There's more furniture in here, and it makes it sound a little bit better. An empty bedroom, as you hear, sounds very, very different as well. There's furniture in here, but it's a lot of bare walls, and you can actually hear the size of the room and the ringing that, say, a mirror or something is going to reflect back. How about a small bathroom? Or a master bedroom with bedding and more mirrors and solid walls?
Clearly, you can't do it outside. Now, you can go in the bushes, and that seems to reduce some reflection, but you got all this other noise. And this is the room I record my podcasts in. It's larger, but it's been acoustically treated, so there isn't a lot of room reflection. There's room for several people to sit, and I can use several different microphones and close mic them so it doesn't sound quite as reflective. Now, a popular way to deal with podcasting is to do it like they do it on the radio, with a broadcast microphone like this Electrovoice RE20, a very popular microphone in most radio studios because the acoustics in a lot of radio studios aren't very good. So podcasters use these to make themselves sound like they're on the radio, which is the traditional sound of many podcasts. The inherent problem, though, to me, and it may not matter to you, is that it's not a natural sound. You're talking very, very close to the diaphragm of the microphone, and we don't talk to people half an inch from their eardrum. Plus, it also creates plosives, which to me is possibly one of the most annoying things you can do when you're talking on a microphone. But you can see how it cuts out the acoustics of the room. And if you have plosives, a lot of people try using a pop screen, or what they call a windscreen. And that helps a little bit, but microphone technique is far more important with this microphone or any microphone. And that's the topic of my next article.